This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cube. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
The Cleveland Browns selected Dylan Gabriel in the draft. Remember that?
I do. Was there anything important about that?
It was in the third round and two rounds before they selected Shedeur Sanders, which seems to be all the conversation.
Oh, right.
But I think the bigger conversation should be had, is Dylan Gabriel a bird whisperer? Does he speak to the animals? Is he a Disney princess? Dylan Gabriel.
He does have that look.
Oh, he's a handsome young man.
He's got the Disney prince thing. Like that's definitely working for him.
Yeah, I could see him saving a princess at some point, you know?
You know, now that I think about it, he does look like a character off of a Disney, like, teen show.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He really does.
He's got that vibe about him. Well, we can now go a little bit further with this because everybody in the Disney movies talks to animals.
They do.
And Dylan Gabriel just might do that. This video and audio has been uncovered. This is from the day before the NFL draft started. Here's Dylan Gabriel.
This is where all the boys would get together, at least in the neighborhood. Wanted to talk story or hang out. Check out the view. That bird back there.
What are they saying?
Cleveland Browns, 94. That's what he said. Cleveland Browns.
With the 94th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Dylan Gabriel.
Oh my God.
Hey man, how we doing?
Amazing now.
We're pumped for you. We're pumped for your family.
Whoa.
Amazing now.
He talks to the birds.
I will say that's a pretty good bird whistle.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Yeah. You give me a duck call, I'm okay, but you give me just the hands, I ain't speaking to nature like that. I need an assistant.
Those Islanders, man.
Right?
They got it. So Dylan Gabriel either talks to the birds or he talks to general managers who say, hey, if you're there in the third round at 94, we really like you and we'll take you. I mean, either one of those may have happened, but
it'd be really funny if the general manager's name was like Joe Bird. Yeah, I do talk to birds.
Was it Andrew Berry?
Berry.
Andrew Berry is the GM there. Well, he ended up going 94th overall to the Cleveland Browns.
Quack, quack!
Yeah, a lot.
It's pretty interesting, though. Like, the Browns could have moved around and made some deals for him to end up at that pick that they did hold. But it's, you know, there was some movement. And
well, I think the greater conversation here is that a lot of these guys are told, hey, this is where we view you. This is where we value you.
Yeah.
And there's some honesty there.
Mm-hmm.
Shedeur Sanders held an extravagant first round draft party. So either he was unwilling to hear what those evaluations are, or teams just weren't talking to him and telling him that. And the whole Shedeur thing of him falling and all this, it's like every single story that has come out is that he didn't want to hear some of the hard truths. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do the preparation for his interviews. And teams at that point just go, dude, we are done.
Yeah.
And so if all you're hearing is from the talking heads who are still saying, oh, yeah, he's a first-round talent. He's going to go in the first round. He's going to be second quarterback off the board. The thing is, does he get past nine? If that's what you're listening to, and the teams in the NFL aren't being transparent with you, well, that's how you see such a surprising fall in the NFL draft.
Probably need to listen to Mel Kiper a little bit less.
Yeah, dude, the Mel Kiper and Ryan Clark just going off about every aspect of the collusion or race was an issue. That was not what happened with Shador.
No.
There were so many other factors, and you guys were unwilling to listen to what is. And then Mel Kiper saying the NFL doesn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Dude, neither do you.
No. Remember, didn't he have Josh Rosen number one on his board?
Well, yeah, he also said that if Jimmy Clausen wasn't a starter in the NFL in 5 years, that he would quit.
He's still here.
He didn't do that. Jimmy Clausen was terrible.
I think he's selling real estate now.
Look, evaluating quarterbacks is really stinking hard.
If anybody actually cracked the code, they'd be worth $1 billion.
But if you have whiffs, you can't be sitting there and saying the NFL doesn't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Ridiculous.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. But Dylan Gabriel speaks to the birds. He's a man of the people.
Update his LinkedIn, bird whisperer.
Yeah. Yeah.
At bare minimum, bird caller.
I think so.
That's a pretty good bird call. I don't know what bird that would be, but it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably some people that are out there that are going,
well, that's a
bro, that bird is not indigenous to Hawaii,
yeah,
dude.
That's a Midwestern warble.
Which is exactly how CBS got popped
for the fake birds, piping
in bird sound on their PGA broadcast. Yeah. Like, no, that's not, because the golf fans are weird.
I mean,
they are very weird.
The Venn diagram of weird bird watcher and golf is a pretty solid intersection.
Well, they harnessed the perfect crowd because the PGA Tour used to allow viewers on television to call in rules infractions that would be enforced.
That's nasty work, by the way.
Could you imagine the NFL being like, hey, here's our 800 number. If we missed a call, give us a ring. We'll make sure we institute that.
DBs and linemen would cease to exist.
We know that the Pac-12 had that with the director of officiating. What's his name? Woody something, who called in the Washington State USC ruling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at least he worked for the league. Mm. But they had the PGA made their own bed with, hey, you can call in rules infractions. Those same people are the exact same people that are going to call in to CBS and be like, that bird is not indigenous that I heard on the broadcast. You're piping in the bird sounds.
I want to be nowhere near that person in my life.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
If you're calling in rules infractions or the piped in birds, we are not simpatico.
Yeah. What's more impressive, this text? Dylan Gabriel can talk to the birds, or the birds can predict the future? Ooh. I'm going to go with Dylan Gabriel being able to talk to him, because animals are very intuitive. Mm. Like,
just all vibes.
Well, earthquakes, before earthquakes happen,
they
animals will take head for the hills. Yep. So I'm going to go, like, they have that in them.
They can feel it. They can sense it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right.
If you could talk to an animal, only one type of animal.
Dog.
Kind of dog?
100% dog. No. I mean, I pretty much know what they're thinking.
Hey, 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 look at me. Look at me. Whip at me.
There's
whip
a...
at me. I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy. I'm hungry.
There's a Rick and Morty bit where he invents bread that the ducks eat that will allow you to hear them talk. And all I do is just say the F-bomb back and forth.
So they're just dudes.
And I was like, yeah, ducks are jerks.
Dogs are?
Ducks.
Oh, ducks.
Ducks.
Yeah, ducks kind of are. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a little bit of that. Now, geese, nope.
Complete a-holes.
Yeah.
100%.
No. Ooh, I may want to spin this.
Mm.
I may want to spin this to snakes.
Mm.
Or like... bears, mountain lions, something that will kill me. I could be like, bro, not today, man.
How about gorillas?
I'm just trying to have a great walk.
Mm.
Can you just leave me alone to be like, yeah, sorry, my bad? I'd be like, dude, you
in the area, and you're like, hey, I can hear you.
No, man, get out of here with that noise. Yeah. That's the one. I think that now that I'm thinking about it, dogs, there's so many of them around. Mm-hmm. It would just be annoying. But to be like, hey, can you just get out of here? I don't taste good. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hurt you, man. So don't bite me.
Yeah, I'm not looking to skin you, man.
Yeah,
we're cool,
dude. I got boots.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
Mm. And I like croc skin.
Yeah.
I'm not a snake skin guy.
Yeah. B-Rod in a lion. Want to be able to talk to a lion? Yeah, well. Mm. Yeah. I don't come across them very often.
I was thinking gorilla, though.
I don't think I ever have.
You don't even have to be 100 on one. Maybe you can just reason with a gorilla. Be like, hey, man, let me just choke you out real quick.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I'm just going to pop you on the job real quick.
Did you go down?
I'm going to give you so many bananas.
Yeah. I got a lot of money coming.
We got this one-on-one, bro. Yeah, yeah, maybe.
See?
That's it.
See,
all right,
you can just do a whole just get a whole grift going.
Yeah,
gorilla fighter.
All right, well, now we have people sitting here thinking that Dylan Gabriel is a government agent now because birds aren't real and he's talking to him. You know, maybe
Dylan Gabriel government plant. They're watching Shadur.